I mean, I could talk about piracy. I could tell you about the fact that mutiny. I had the chief engineer come up to me and asked me if he would back me up if he was to damage the engine so that we could get out of there, damage some equipment in the engine room.
Is that typical? It seems...
No, it's cowardly. But we were like under duress. We were... You know what? When we arrived there on December 24th...
This is the same trip out.
Yeah, same trip. There were over 30 tankers in Rochester Anchorage with big flags of their country on the side of the tanker. Over 30 ships in Rochester Anchor when we arrived on December 24th. On January 14th, there were two ships, two Kuwaiti oil tankers with the American flag on it. My ship, the Chesapeake City, and the other ship, I think it was the Ocean City or the Seattle City. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how that would make you feel?
Day before
the war
started. What do they know?
There's two ships left.
Right.
Two ships. That's all there is left.
Yeah.
And I went to bed that night. I remember they waking me up 2 o'clock in the morning and said, Mike, wake up. The war started. And I'm saying, like, so? What do you want me to do? No, you got to get up, man. You got to get up. I go, all right. I just went to bed.
Right.
But anyways, I got up, and I remember the captain. I was third mate at the time. The captain being on the second mate. The captain was on the radio calling up Rostner, a pilot, saying to him, Rostner, a pilot, we've been here since December 24th. We've been waiting for you to discharge this diesel oil. Obviously, you don't want our diesel oil. We are leaving. We are giving you a notice that we are giving you our 1 hour notice that we plan on getting underway, and we're heading for Dubai. Thank you. And that was the morning the war started. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, he's on the radio calling him up, chewing him out. 15 minutes later, Rostner, a pilot, calls up, Seattle City, prepare your motor, prepare your engine. Pilot will be boarding in 45 minutes. It was pretty amazing. You know, we had to literally tell him that we were leaving.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we drilled 3, 4, 5 times a week. You know, lifeboat drills, constantly putting the lifeboats in, taking them out, putting them in, taking them out. Fire drills 2 or 3 times a day. But this is a real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and no one's helping us out. We have no support from anybody. No one.
Is this because it's a dummy?
It's a dummy corporation.
So I don't exactly understand what was going on with who. Were you working as a contractor for the government at that point?
I actually don't know what we were doing. I know that we were a dummy corporation, and we were hired to carry diesel oil between Rostadura and a refinery from the north of there and pump it into the Saudi Arabian pipeline.
Right.
But we are not part of Military Sealift Command. The day that the war started, we actually called up Military Sealift Command and asked and begged for gas mask. Or any type of anything they could give us.
Yeah.
Any chemical warfare equipment. They said, who are you?
Right. Yeah.
And we said, we are the American flag vessel, the Seattle City and the Chesapeake City. They go, what are you doing here? And we go, we've been here since December 24th. You have? They totally ignored us. My company, Glen Eagle Ship Management, totally ignored us. We were just on our own. So we had to figure out what to do. So